This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Nobody said it had to be pretty. This is Winning Ugly with Nick Bakay and Billy Gardell, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome to Winning Ugly. It's a special Tuesday edition because we got NFL football on a Wednesday. I'm Nick Bakay, and joining me, as he is here every week, my Rust Belt brother. You know him from Mike and Molly, Bob Hart, Abishola, we heart Billy Gardell. How are you, pal?
Hello, my brother, the OG. It's point spreader from ESPN, the executive producer of Leanne, who I just had the pleasure of working with, the guy who created the bookie and the voice of the cat on Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Wrote Paul Blart, Mall Cop, the undisputed champ, Mr. Nick Bakay. Hello, brother. It's the most wonderful time of the year, man.
It's exciting. It's a little scary. There's a tingle. You know what? As Marty Schottenheimer said, there's a gleam, Billy. There's a gleam.
Yes, sir.
Are you on assignment this week? Where are you?
I am in a different part of the humidity state, Florida. I am swimming to my car every time I go out. So it's terrible to have to take a shower before you get to your car. From the lobby to the car, you must be deloused. But I am getting through it, brother. I'm out on tour. I'm excited. I can't believe we're here for opening day. The days of joy are among us. And I'm very, very excited to get with this.
Yeah, me too. This is, you know, we're just going to basically, now that we have a slate of games to look at this week, we're going to do what you and I did as we became friends, which is run down the slate, see who likes what, get into it, chop it up, as they say. It's different this time, buddy, because now we're talking about some level of public accountability, you know?
Yeah, no more. We can't deny anymore.
No. You know, are you going to be the coach who, you know, does the press conference after the game and doesn't take questions? Or are we going to stand in the fire when we have one of those nasty weeks? How you feeling?
Well, we can't hide from it anymore, Bakay. We've taken the plunge, brother. We're like Thelma and Louise going off the cliff. So let's go together, man. As you go, I go. So here we go.
All right. Tell me a little bit about, you did some research this week that I'm curious about. Hit me with some numbers, pal.
Well, I did a little PSA work for us here as people enter the stadiums of their favorite teams this year. And I figured, what was the thing they would want to know most besides the point spread? And that is, what is an adult beverage going to cost in the stadiums? Okay, so I looked at the average cost of the beer at every stadium. And it turns out this year, the average for a beer in the stadium will be $14. I don't remember. Wow. I think we drank a barrel of beer when I was a kid for $14. However, I do want to have a couple honorable mentions. Your Buffalo squad is only charging $9.43. My Pittsburgh squad is at $9.99. So we're both respectable under $10. And would you like to venture a guess? Who has the cheapest beer in the NFL?
I would go Green Bay. I feel like that whole the city owns the team thing. You know, they got to keep a lid on the action. That's my bet.
That sounds good. They are under the average of 14. However, the cheapest beverage for adults this year will be in Cleveland at $7.15, which is what they should pay you to watch that team. It's Billy Gardell reporting for Winning Ugly.
I love it. I remember there was a game at the old Dog Pound where they had, you know, an ill-advised in any Great Lake adjacent city. They did like a nickel beer kind of thing, and it rained beer bottles after a controversial game. And that was the dawn of the, and the, thank God this isn't around, I don't think. But remember the stadium plastic Budweiser bottle. It looked like a Bud. And then you picked it up and you went, what's happening? This is wrong. And you know, plastic and Bud, not a great marriage to begin with. So no, I always remember that. I was thinking, who thought this up, right? The best.
You can't keep a plastic bottle cold in September. That ain't happening.
No, No. And, you know, I think Bud is kind of, you know, like you see those videos where people put Coca-Cola over a steak and 3 minutes later, it's just matter, you know, there's no steak left. Bud might have a little bit of that. So you put that in plastic, explains a lot. It really does. Let's get into tomorrow night's action. We got a Super Bowl rematch. Okay. Super Bowl was pretty moribund. You know, Seattle handled New England 29-13. Drake May, terrible game. What are your thoughts as we launch this new NFL season? You got any thoughts on this? We got Seattle -3. The total's at 44.
Going into this game, I always liked this Super Bowl rematch at the beginning of the year with the Super Bowl champs hosting. This is always a game I like since they've done this because there is an 80% win chance for the defending Super Bowl champions. I see no reason to think differently this week. I think Seattle knows what a good team they are now. They're at home. They're celebrating. They're coming out as Super Bowl champs. Everybody's healthy. And I think they'll probably put a little reminder, a little noogie reminder on New England, who they are and what happened. Just to put a little exclamation point on it, send them back east with a bad taste in their mouth. Plus, New England's traveling to the West Coast. That's always tough. I think it's going to be close for about a half, and then I think Seattle's going to do what they did in the Super Bowl and pull away from them. I just think they're a much better team.
That was my first instinct, too. And then I started to look at it, and of course, I started to overthink things, you know, because I got to tell you, Billy, I'm a little – I like this a lot better when New England was getting the hook at 3.5. But I started to think about it, and I don't think Seattle improved. I know that they lost some key players. Emin Wobi, I hope I said that right, is out. That's a bad thing for their defense. New England got better. They got A.J. Brown. I actually think the Romeo Doubs pickup is great, too. Seattle, new offensive coordinator. They lost their resident genius in that department. And I also, I found myself thinking about this whole Vrabel thing and how, you know, most organizations, an event like that is a really bad energy to bring into a new season, but not New England. New England thrives with ugly off and on-field stuff, you know? They didn't. They won through Spygate, you know. They won when Robert Kraft took a little PJ diversion down to a strip mall for a little relax. As Red Fox would say, "Can a man relax?" You know, it's like we're in this era of NFL owners where you know you may be master of the universe, but you're going to strange places these days for a little diversion. I just found myself thinking maybe. I think they got a good offensive coordinator. He wasn't a great head coach, but he's a good OC. I have this funny feeling New England, like I said, at 3.5, I like the dog here.
You always like to win ugly, my friend, and you are much better with math and research than I am. But I just feel like the emotion of winning the Super Bowl, home opener, everybody is fairly healthy. I think that crowd's going to carry them deep into that game. I think everybody's going to be fired up. And again, I go more on emotion than numbers than you do. And you're usually smarter, but we will see. I like Seattle. I'm already in on Seattle.
This is just an interesting one. I found myself, I don't know why, I found myself looking at the dog and it got a little attractive to me. I honestly think that A.J. Brown, you know, A.J. Brown, you know, anytime touchdown in this game, that's another thing to look at. I like that.
That's
a lot,
a big guess.
Especially with Emin Wobi out. Let's move on to the Thursday night tilt, as we used to say. We've got the Rams and the Niners in Australia. Rams are -3.5, totals 48. In Australia, William.
Yeah, I try to stay away from these overseas games because that just seems like so much for a team, and there's really no home field advantage over there. But if I'm looking at this game, fours are weird. That's like asking your buddy for three tickets to a game. Who has three tickets? No one. But I still think the Rams right now, obviously the darling of the league, all the writers like them, all the sharps like them. I got to go with the LA Rams in this game. I think they're pretty packed. And their defense looks unbelievable. Stafford's back hasn't started to hurt yet. So I like the LA Rams, and I would give the four.
Now, you as a road warrior comedian who really knows your travel in and outs, they took different approaches. San Francisco has been there for a week. LA is literally flying in the day before. It's like a business, hit it and quit it trip. from your road warrior experience, who do you think has the better approach?
Well, I can only tell you that when you fly to the gig, the night of the gig, the adrenaline says, we got to get to the show, and you kind of, that kind of carries you. I think if you're sitting there for a week and you've been eating beignets and you've been drinking coffees and taking pictures, I'm not sure if you're plugged in. But if there's a, you know, I am Irish, so I like a healthy panic. I think the Rams are going to ride on that. I do.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I got to put some weight on that because I got to tell you, I'm leaning the other way. I got a competitive divisional dog getting three in a hook. That speaks my language, as you know. I also, I'm veering away from this crazy Rams hype because it's too hyped. The Niners, I don't think, are going to have a great season, but now's the time to play with them. You got Kittle healthy and playing. You got Bosa back. Everyone's playing. They won't be in 3 weeks in San Francisco. This is the moment. And for the Rams, Aaron Donald not playing. We do not know Puka's situation. He's traveling, but it's a mystery. And I know they keep that stuff close to the vest. But, you know, even if he is playing, how much of him will be there? This is one of those games that I'm starting to look on the ugly side. The hype, it's too much for me. And only 18% of the handle, if you look at the splits on this for betting action, 18% is on a competitive divisional dog. You know that means I'm tingling, Billy. I'm leaning San Francisco plus 3.5.
You are the poster child for winning ugly.
You're tuned in to Winning Ugly, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Folks, the wait is finally over. College football is back and the NFL season kicks off tomorrow. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh bets from VSiN's experts. You'll also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams. Sign up now, and you will also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, as referenced here on Winning Ugly Previews, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription, just like I did. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Nick McKay, Billy Gardell, back on Winning Ugly. Billy, shall we take the plunge into the early games on Sunday? I can't believe it. It's real.
Yes,
it's
let's rock and roll, man. Let's ride. Look, this is literally how this all started. A phone call every Saturday night and chaos ensued. So why should tonight be any different?
And children's college funds were imperiled.
They don't even.
I was taking a look at like the difference between betting week one and week 18. You know, it's like week one, hope springs eternal. Your wallet's kind of plump and happy. And, you know, by the end of the season, sometimes that wallet's developed a worrisome cough. We've all been there, but not this year. This is our year, brother. This is our year. All right, let's go right to the heart of things. You got the Atlanta Falcons visiting your Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers minus 3.5, and the total is 41.5. What are your thoughts?
You know, when I see we're minus 3.5 at home, that kind of makes me think they don't have a whole lot. That's always like the gimme, the 3.5 at home. I feel like that line should be higher. But I also think the Steelers' defense will be ready for this offense because, again, there's such a chaotic thing going on at quarterback.
It's
right.
Tua.
And I
remember
think
when he came out of college and teams were ready to tank for that guy? You know, man, so many of these, you know, you can even say it's not as brutal. Trevor Lawrence might be shaping up. But same thing. He had that Breck girl hair for young people up there. Look up the Breck girl. You're going to see Trevor Lawrence sheen cascading over the shoulders. You know, there's so many of these guys who are the answer, and then they go pro. It's so unpredictable. But he's not scary now.
I think McCarthy's done a very smart thing. He's going to let T.J. Watt, roam around instead of making him be stationary this year, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just think our defense will be enough to match Atlanta's offense. Obviously, we go as Aaron Rodgers goes, but I like us at home. We're another good home opening team. We're good that way. I wish it were three just to feel a little safer, but I still like my Steelers at -3.5.
I listen when Billy Gardell talks Steelers. I listen because he's not some sort of bleeding heart lover. He is a wizened, jaded veteran. So that's I like that side too. I'm not going to fight you on that one. And we don't know a brand new coach. Who the hell knows in Atlanta? As per usual, that's sort of a lost franchise. Moving on. Here's a good one. We got the Ravens visiting the Colts. Ravens are -3.5, totals 48. Ravens and Colts, Billy, what do you think?
Well, now this one's hard for me because I emotionally root against Baltimore no matter what, even in my sleep. Well, that's my rival. So I just don't know that the Colts are there yet. I think they're on their way. I think they showed a lot of promise last year and sparks and stuff. But I honestly don't think Baltimore is going to have the year everybody's predicting either. I don't think they're going to be as strong as everybody thinks. I'm not sure I would go on this game because I don't have a solid feeling about it. But I would have to lean Baltimore on this game just because I think they're still a more complete game. Derrick Henry, still a beast. And I think that if they get up a little bit, they can control it. And I think that's what they love to do. I'm not sure the Colts, I don't think they're quite there yet at that level. I still think they're a mid-level team. That's just my opinion. So I would lean to the Ravens on this one.
I understand that. You know, it's amazing to think of a non-Harbaugh Ravens team. You know, there's also this just wild card. I mean, is this offense going to be, they're going to take the cork out of the bottle a little, and that could be really interesting. But the Colts are one of my kryptonite teams. We talk about those teams, you and I. Mm-hmm. I always get them wrong. When I think that they're ready to stop sucking, and they zag and they go back to sucking, you know, I tend to avoid Colts games because they are a problem for me. So this one has me, I would lean Baltimore here too, but, you know, the fact that it's in Indianapolis, tricky game. All right, let's move on to my Buffalo Bills. They're visiting the Houston Texans. Bills -1, total 44.5. This is an interesting game for me because these guys whooped us without C.J. Stroud last year. Josh Allen, terrible game, 8 sacks, 2 picks, you know, killer picks. And Houston seems to have our number. You know, it's such a close line. There is no line, really. Logically, I think the Bills have a shot at covering and winning, but Houston is kind of poison for us, and we have never played well there this era of Bills team. I'm very wary of it.
So you would lean Texans, you think?
It's hard for me to do that, but what I really like in this game is the under, and that's actually a game I like. That's a bet I like a lot. At 44.5, the Bills and the Texans are 10-3 to the under. This defense really does have our number. Their offense doesn't scare me. I think they'll be better with David Montgomery.
It's anemic.
Our defense, who knows? It's a Jim Leonard, brand new DC, supposed to be more aggressive. That sounds like a good formula for a guy like Stroud. We'll see. But I think this might be an under. So that's my stronger play here.
I think that's a much stronger play, and especially knowing you, that'll be safer for your pulmonary system. So I think you should absolutely embrace that. I do love the under net, but I'm going to just come down to Josh Allen. He probably remembers and holds a grudge. He's that competitive killer. I also never worry about Buffalo at the beginning of the season. Again, that's a team I worry about 2 games into the playoff. Something weird happens with them. So I like Josh Allen, and I like the fact I don't know what Buffalo's defense is going to look like yet either until that picture comes clear, but I don't have any faith in Houston's offense. So if I was betting the game at -1 with Buffalo, my money would be on Josh Allen, but I do like the under better, and I agree with you 100%.
Moving on. Bears, -3 at Carolina. Total is 47.5.
Now, this seems like you would go, you know what? The Bears looked great last week. But I go a lot on the personality of these teams, and the Bears just have trouble getting it together early. And then they catch a wave. They catch that midseason wave. And Carolina showed some spark last year at the end, and they may be running into that. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I would take the 3.5 because if this feels to me like if the Bears win this, it's a last-minute field goal to escape with their lives. They love to escape with their lives. So with the hook, I like the Carolina Panthers.
I like that, Billy. I really do. That's bold. That is cojones, you know, because I know, and Chicago's a darling right now, and everybody's jazzed, and there seems to be kind of a sky's the limit offense, but defense still kind of mush, and I agree. I feel like Carolina might be making a move. We'll see. It feels like the quarterback might be ready to take a little step there. They're good at home. And there's another thing, of course, I love. I look at the betting splits, and Carolina +3, let alone with your beloved hook, they're only getting about 17% of the action. And I love breaking left when that many people are breaking right. I factored that in. So that's interesting. All right. That's interesting. I didn't see that coming from you. I like it, Gardell.
You're rubbing off on me.
That's ugly. That's got a winning ugly potential.
That's ugly, brother.
Speaking of ugly, let's talk Cleveland Browns. They are at Jacksonville. Jacksonville -8.5. Total 40.5. 8.5. What do you think about this one?
So easy to bet. Listen, I ain't going anywhere near this game. I may not even watch the highlights. And I'll tell you why. It's not so much the division rivalry with Cleveland. It's like Indy for you. Jacksonville is my kryptonite team. It doesn't matter. I bet them to win, they lose. I bet them to lose, they win. I cannot figure that team out. I've never been able to. I'm going to steer
every
clear
time
of this game. Yeah, I'm going to steer clear. I don't like this.
I like it because I think they're heading in the good direction. And every time I think that, guess what? I'm wrong. Yep. They're my other kryptonite hardcore. I never get them right. All right, more on winning ugly. We're going to take a look at the afternoon.
You're tuned in to Winning Ugly, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, you think you're better than the experts? Now's your chance to prove it. The Edge Boost Average Joe contest puts you in the same pick'em format as the Circa Friday Football Invitational, the one the pros play. The top average Joe earns a spot in next year's Circa Invitational field. It's free to play, and you can register anytime during the season. Edge Boost is offering its customers a $1,000 deposit if you finish first for the week. Don't have an Edge Boost account yet? Sign up at edgeboost.io with promo code VSiN. Make sure your account is funded with at least $100. Enter the contest today at VSiN.com/Joe. That's VSiN.com/Joe. Billy, just real quick, piggybacking on that Browns game, couple of player props to look at. Sad ones. Browns sadness. I think you could take a look at the Browns team total to go under 16.5. And I like Jerry Jeudy under 2.5 catches. Because we really don't know if there's a quarterback to play, you know.
No, that's exactly.
Unfortunately,
right.
Those are some things you might want to take a gander at. All right, let's move on. New Orleans Saints, they're visiting Detroit. Lions are -6.5. Total's 49.5. Your thoughts on this one?
I like the Motor City on this. I don't think New Orleans is in the class with them just yet. Again, it's the beginning of the season. And we said we were going to practice restraint. But this one looks good to me just because I think Detroit, after their letdown last year, I think they're going to want to come out of the gate strong this year. I know they lost their offensive coordinator. They've had a year to get used to that. New Orleans still is a little bit of buckshot for me. So, and seven's a lot, but in Detroit, it's a high-powered offense. St. James, I couldn't go. I would have to go Detroit here. I didn't give the seven.
Yeah, I don't know that I can do the Saints quite yet myself either. They seem like they might be on the come, but it's young. It's soon. I have a hard time with that quarterback's name too, Tyler Shoff. It's just, it's not Johnny Unitas. Right. It's not old Saint named Billy Kilmer, Bobby Hebert. It's like Tyler Shoff, you know, but I will say in the spirit of it being an aggressive Lions team, high octane offense, player prop, I like Tyler Shoff over 32.5 pass attempts. Cause this feels like this might be, you know, a nice dome game with just a track meet going on. So take a look at that.
Yeah.
And, you know, adding Etienne, that's just another guy to catch balls. So that's my hardest. That's the thing I believe the most in that game. Moving on.
That's probably safer than that seven, too.
Here's why you second guess owning NFL Sunday ticket. You got the Jets at the Titans.
This is the I would rather Titans cut the grass game is what this is.
I shouldn't say that. And the total's an anemic 39.5. Any interest in delving into this swamp?
I will not be involved in this game, but I will say this. We talked about overs and unders for last year. My dad used to have a fun philosophy where you bet a team as they're trending. And his thing was any team in the NFL that wins three in a row, keep betting them that way. If they lose three in a row, keep betting them that way. There may be some money to be made betting against the Jets, no matter what it is, until they prove you different, because I think their over and under for the year was four, somewhere in that area. So I would take the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, even that, I just cannot ever picture myself saying to anyone, I'd like to put some money on the Jets.
Yep. And, you know, I feel like Cam Ward, he's that guy who might be right, ready to be an NFL quarterback. You know, I feel much better about that than I don't get this Geno Smith experience. You know, that's just, you know, to me, that's life support. And let's draft one of these quarterbacks in a year. All right, moving on. Here's an interesting one. We got Tampa Bay at your beloved Cincinnati Bengals. You should have ragging on them last week.
The Bungles.
Bengals minus 3.5 total. You can see fours on this too. Total 50.5. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to surprise you. I actually think that the Bengals are going to win this game. I like Tampa early in the year, and I think Cincinnati doesn't play right until November, like I said before. But
yeah,
I think with everybody coming in healthy, I do like that explosive linebacker Tampa has. I think he's going to cause some problems. But the Bengals and Burrow wants to prove that he's Burrow. I'm not even sure he's happy there, but I know he wants to prove that. Chase is there. Higgins has a little hobble in him, but I think he's probably going to still start. I think Cincinnati steals one down there.
And that's interesting. I liked this back when I saw Tampa getting a few more. They were, you know, 4.5 at one point. That worked a little better for me. And I'll tell you the truth, Billy, you know, he got paid today. They gave him a 3-year extension. 50 plus million per. And I actually liked this game better when he was bitter and chip on the shoulder, Baker Mayfield, because he's just a little ball of hate. And he loves it when he's been disrespected. And then they paid him right on the end. I went, oh, I'm out. So I hear you. That's great. All right, let's move on to the afternoon. We got, here's an interesting one. Arizona, they're at our Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers -9.5. It was 10 until very recently. Total's 47.5. You got to take on this one because this is theoretically a good team against one of the worst.
Those games always smell trap to me. And, but again, I think Arizona's got such new everything that it feels the Chargers are like the little engine that could, but they never quite do. It's almost every year. But I don't believe I could bet the Cardinals in this game. I think San Diego's offense is too strong. They know how to get up and get up quick. They got a great deep ball. And I just don't see Arizona competing the whole game. 8.5, that's a lot of wood, but I'd still give that rather than trying to hold 9.5. On to hope. Oh, is it 9 now? I still take the Chargers. I just don't think Arizona can hang in there.
Yeah, plus, you know, the new offensive coordinator wears those clam diggers that you love.
Clam diggers, that's right. He's following Foghorn Leghorn.
Capri around. Pants.
Something yick about a boy don't like football.
That's like in Buffalo when Miami was winning all those Super Bowls with Shula. We were like, what? There's no dignity in winning a Super Bowl in shorts. None. Ever need to see grown man in shorts for the rest of my life. All right, let's move on. Green Bay, here's a divisional game. Green Bay's at Minnesota. Vikings -1.5, total 46.5. This is an interesting game. This feels like the right kind of line because this is competitive, right? What do you think?
You know, I would like this game better if it was in Green Bay. And again, Kyler Murray, you know, if he's completed the final boss level on his PS5 game or he's completed Call of Duty, I think they may be able to hang with them for a little while, but I think Green Bay's a more complete team. Jordan Love, better quarterback than Murray to me. Although I do like the coach in Minnesota. So I have a tough time with this one. It is divisional, so it's going to be nasty, but the line looks right. I would take the points in this case. I would take the points.
Yeah. Whichever side they were on?
Yeah.
You go with whoever's getting? I get you.
I would go whoever's getting, and if the Pack's getting 1.5 rather than Minnesota getting 1.5, and I got Jordan getting 1.5 versus Kyler getting 1.5, I'm going with the Pack.
Roger that. All right, here's the next one on ours. We've got another divisional game here. We got the Washington Commanders visiting Philly. Philly's -5.5, and the total is 44.5.
Well, they really came out of the gate with a lot of division games. So I guess that'll up the intensity all the way around the horn. Washington's coming back from a lot of injuries, man. And I think Philadelphia had their – I think they got rid of Brown, which I think is good because he didn't want to be there. I think that's cleaned that up a little bit. And Saquon is healthy.
He is. And their defense is scary. That D-line is scary. Washington's offensive line appears to be a mess. But here's the thing that talked to me when I looked at those splits. The total on this, 44.5, seems there's only 2% of bets are on the over. 2%. I've never seen anything quite like that before. So
you're going to run towards
that. I'm sniffing the over. I have to make your life unpleasant somehow. All right, we're going to take a look at some of those other primetime games and we'll come back on Winning Ugly.
You're tuned in to Winning Ugly, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're back on Winning Ugly. Nick Bakay, Billy Gardell. Hey, and don't forget the podcast now available on Apple and anywhere else podcasts are available. How about that? It's exciting, Billy. We're now podcasters.
Yeah. For podcasters, bro. I
think we should get a sponsorship with, you know, what do you think? Like Crestor?
I would like Zins, and I drink smart water. So start sending that stuff.
There you go. Maybe a little Snake River Farms, whatever. Just,
hey, yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at Sunday Night Football. We got a divisional game, Dallas at the New York Giants. Dallas minus 2.5, totals 48.5.
Feels a lot like Dallas should be given more. But again, we talked about this a little bit last week too. All they have on the Giants is Scataboo. I don't know how long that's going to hold up till he gets injured carrying the whole team.
Yeah.
I think Dallas walks in this. I actually think they walk over the Giants.
Yeah, this is a strong play. You know, it feels like that 2.5, I was surprised too. I couldn't believe New York. And I like a divisional home dog. But this one's hard to warm up to. I do think that Dallas is going to have a decent season. I was surprised this was 2.5. So, you know, if the Giants were getting something ample, I would have toyed with the idea. But I think I'm feeling Dallas in this one, too. Not even 3. I think that's the Harbaugh boost, right?
Yeah, and I think C.D. Lamb and Pickens might just go off on these guys. Okay. I really could see that happening.
Yep. I'm with you on that one. All right, and let's turn our attention to the Monday night game. This is another divisional. We got the Denver Broncos at Kansas City. Kansas City minus 2.5, totals 43.5. Interesting, because we have not seen a peep out of Pat Mahomes. We don't know what the recovery is there.
Yeah, I don't know what level. I do know this. It seems to me like every time a quarterback comes back, even Brady, from a knee surgery, it takes about a year until that confidence is fully there. So if Denver's going to sneak by and grab one, this is the time. I do think that defense is Sean Payton nasty. And I'm going with the Denver Broncos and taking the 2.5.
Yeah, that's a strong play, Billy. In Arrowhead. Yeah, the Chiefs just feel like they've had that kind of offseason. You know, even like you look at the addition of Kenneth Walker, no reps with Mahomes. You know, I think people, my theory is that people are kind of overblowing that addition because Andy Reid's not really a run the ball kind of guy. And I think Walker, he's the defending Super Bowl MVP. He's a great player, but Kansas City chronically underutilizes running backs. Kelsey's, we still don't know what the heck's going on with this wide receiving core. And Denver's on the rise. Bo Nix makes me nervous, but everything else about Denver makes me feel pretty aggressive about this game. It'll be really interesting to see. So I think we're leaning the same way with that one. And Mahomes' escapability, like you referenced that injury, he's so annoying when you're playing against him because he does have that – he will kill you on a third and long. And you take that out of that game for Kansas City, this could be, you know, it feels like a transitional year there. It just does. But I'm wrong. I've been wrong before with them.
I agree with you. It's the escapability. It's that holding the ball just a second longer when you're fearless and your knees are both good, but with a new repair, I just think mentally it takes them another year before that let me take off on third and 12 comes back to you. I don't see that happening. I do think Sean Payton, their defense represents his personality, and I think that's what got them where they went last year because Nix was non-existent at the end of the year. But when years and years ago in the Cowher area, we had to get by Buffalo to get to the big dance. I think Denver's been feeling that with Kansas City for quite a few years now, and now they have a chance to punch them in the mouth right out of the gate. I just think Denver's going to be keyed up for this game. I think they're going to beat
them. Nice. Billy, strong, coming strong. Speaking of coming strong, shall we take a look at our favorite picks for this week? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
For our picks for the week? All right, let's get some of those up. I will tell you that on my side, these may be labeled wrong, but for me, as I said, I like both underdogs in the original opening primetime games there. Pats plus 3.5, Niners plus 3.5. I think I like the Niners a notch better, but I like both. And I really like that Bills Texans under. I know you were fond of that one as well. Mm-hmm. And Teaser Town. No, I was going to say, while they're up there, boy, do I like this one. Now, these are 7 points. I think if you do a more traditional 6-point teaser, you're still at 7 or higher on these games. And that's what you want to clear. But both those Bills plus 8.5, Broncos 8.5. That's a sweet little teaser. And especially off of our conversation we just had about that game. And for favorites, Lions, I like teasing the Lions down, and I like teasing Jacksonville down, because 8.5 with Jacksonville, I'm not ready to go that far, but boy, do I like them just to win this game. So that's what I'm putting my neck out on the line with those games.
I love both your teasers. I didn't bring any teasers with me. Next week I will. I thought those are both great teases. I love the Bills Texans under. I'm going to get on that the minute we log off. And but I got to go the other way with the opening two games. Again, I like Seattle. I think they want to remind New England just where they sit. And I like my Steelers at home because they're a good home opening team. And I like your Buffalo Bills, buddy. Like your Buffalo Bills this week.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, good. Listen, when you're on the Steelers, I like it. And I have to say, when you're on my Bills, I like it a lot too, because I get very gun shy. Billy has talked me into some nice moves there. That's a nice slate there, Billy. All right. Are you ready for, I think we have a sweet, big, ugly package coming our way. Take look at this week's pure ugliness. Here we go.
This is the big ugly.
That's great.
You have to say, I love the name of our show so much, but you know, it's ironic because we're both devastatingly handsome. You know, I just have to put that out there.
I am the big ugly.
This week's big ugly. We kind of went into this last time. It was so funny because we blind bet. And here we go. Because we liked opposite sides of Raiders and Miami when we were talking last week. And I hold to that one. This week, when I found out 2% of the money was on the over in this Washington Philly game. I couldn't help it. I was just drawn to it like a moth to the flame. That's the kind of thing when the entire nation's going one way, I am almost compelled. It's almost religion for me that I cannot do the same thing. To me, I understand why nobody wants to bet it, because Philly's defense is so rough and tumble. And Washington seems to be coming in this year like a hot mess. Offensive line, hot mess. Against that Philly D line, that's a scary thing. But I will say, you know, if Jaden Daniels is in any way back to the form we saw, you know, that kid, his rookie year looked like a game changer, brother. He really did. And he's the kind of wizard that could pull things off. All I need for him to do is put some points on the board. I think Philly might take care of the rest of it. So that's my big ugly. Now let's take a look at yours. You got the Titans minus 1.5 versus the Jets. It's ugly. It's pretty ugly.
Oh, that game's not ugly. It's filthy. But again, I'm just going to ride against the Jets until they prove me wrong. I don't think Isaac Newton could figure out a way for them to win this game. And that's against the Titans team that is still trying to assemble itself. I just think the Jets culture, I think what the Jets have is there's no improvements, none. There's no improvements at the Jets.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that trend.
The former defensive back who no one gets a pick in his defense. I know. I feel that way.
I just don't see anything there. So if you were looking for an ugly win, I just think the Titans are going to take them down, because you're going to have to prove to me with a slide rule that the Jets can win. I just don't think they do.
That's beautiful. All right, well, don't forget, the Winning Ugly podcast is available on Apple and everywhere. Coming up next, cashing out with Dustin Sweetelson on today's show. Zach Bigelow has his best bets for college football tomorrow. Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis get your day going on VSiN by the books at 7 a.m. Eastern, followed by a numbers game at 10 a.m.